A'sAppliance.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the world, there are the children of the devil. There are the wicked. But there are two individuals that will be the most, you might say, prominent. I don't want to use that word. It might not be the best way to describe these two individuals that I'm going to visit with you about today. One is the Revelation chapter 13, the first beast who rises up out of the sea. And then a second beast who rises up out of the earth in Revelation chapter 13, 11. Chapter 13, verse 1, he is the Antichrist. Revelation 13, chapter verse 11, chapter 13, verse 11, is the false prophet. These two are, in the book of Revelation, the individuals who are going to do the most damage to mankind at the end of the world. Both of these individuals will come out of the United States of America. I don't want to shock you. You better know the truth. If you know the truth, you'll be free. If you don't want to believe the truth, then you're going to wander around wondering who these individuals are, where do they come from. I have in previous programs, I believe the first individual will be the return of Barack Obama. Now, the second individual, I have alluded to this person in the past. There is only one individual that I feel would fit the description of the beast that rises up out of the sea, out of the land, I'm sorry, one out of the sea, one out of the land, or the earth, the land. We're going to talk about looking at what's happening in the world today. I'll come from this perspective to begin with. In the last 2 years, a virus, a man-made virus created in a laboratory or many laboratories internationally, but all given direction by, I believe, the biolab DARPA, the military, the health, National Institute of Health, the World Health Organization. If I'm correct, the technology was directed, funded, and basically most of the research was in the United States of America. It would be sent offshore. There'd be very little, except for maybe the research in this country, but the manufacturing was elsewhere to a degree. That is true. Now, with the vax with the virus, that was the, you might say, the first punch, the beginning of something sinister. The second step, that would be the best way to put it. The first step was the vaccine. I'm sorry. The first step, second step is the vaccine. The first step is the virus. The virus accomplished many things. It changed this society, the societies of the world. It was responsible for the demise of Donald Trump. That virus began the PSYOP internationally. Masks changed the school systems in this country. They'll never recover. The education of the young children in this country, they basically lost 2 years of education. They can't recover. There will be a small percentage that may, but for the most part, no. There will be no recovering of the children that missed out on 2 years of education, and it was pretty much 2 years. The school systems in this country, the teachers' unions, they don't ever want to come back. They don't want to spend 6-7 hours in a classroom ever again. It ruined them. People that are being paid by the tax dollars, they enjoyed a year off, a year and a half off. It ruined the teachers of this nation. Unless the teachers love to have access to children for other reasons. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. The two individuals in Revelation chapter 13, who are they?
Medicare annual enrollment is right around the corner. It starts October 15th and ends December 7th. If you're not happy with your current plan or would like to see what else is available, please give Anita McAllister a call at 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to the plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Sleep is sung to me in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again? For now I find.
Sing once again with me our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn
from a strange duet. And who is going to sing this strange duet? The beast that rises out of the sea, the beast that rises out of the land. People truly want to know. And because the world is slipping into the darkest evil ever in the history of mankind, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, on the program yesterday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I presented Revelation chapter 22, verse 10 and 11. I'm going to read them to this audience so that you know the time that we live in. If you don't know the time that we live in, you're not going to understand what's really happening. But in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 10 and 11, verse 10, John wrote this, the Apostle John. And he, the angel, further told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, and make no secret of them, for the time when things are brought to a crisis, and the period of their fulfillment is near. The fulfillment that Christ said would take place at the end of the world, all of the prophecies, including Antichrist and a false prophet, must be fulfilled. The fulfillment time is near. And then in verse 11, and this will be the condition of the world prior to Christ's return. Verse 11, he who is unrighteous, who is unjust, who is wicked, let him be unrighteous still. He who is filthy, vile, and impure, let him be filthy still. And he who is righteous, who is just, who is upright, and in right standing with God, let him do right still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. In the time where we are presently, we are in the time of crisis, and we're in the time and the period where the fulfillment of everything spoken in the book of Revelation and the prophets of Israel and the apostles of Christ, their fulfillment must be, it has to happen. There must be a fulfillment of these prophecies. We are in the time of the Antichrist and the false prophet. And I present and have been presenting for a couple of years, longer than that, since about 2005, 6, 7, 8, when I was on the small Christian station in Las Vegas, Nevada. From that little station, I presented who I believed the Antichrist was, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. And now, am I correct or am I missing it? I don't know. I do know one thing. The Scripture says that these two individuals must come out of the United States of America. They don't come out of Europe. They don't come out of the Vatican. They don't come out of Israel. They are baby boom generation children out of the United States of America. We are slipping into the greatest evil in the history of mankind. And Christ said that everything has to be revealed, made known, brought out into the light, into the open. Is there anything we're going to be able to do to stop these two individuals? Absolutely not. It is impossible. to stop the prophecies about these two individuals. You cannot stop these prophecies. If I'm correct, these two individuals are baby boom generation out of the United States of America children. They may not have been, one of them may not have been born in the United States, but his whole existence has been in the United States for the United States. CIA background, mother, CIA background. The other, his parents, I believe, were in the occult. Both of them, actually, hidden, nevertheless, in the occult. And the second individual, who would the second individual be? Well, my suspicions and my money is on Bill Gates. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Bill Gates today. Let's see who this individual is. And without Bill Gates and without the 44th president, you would have no virus that was released on the earth. You would have no COVID-19. And then without these two individuals, you would not have had vaccinations. And you would not have had swabs placed up the nose of many, many people, which would contaminate the DNA of many people through the nostrils, and the DNA contamination through injections. So let's look at Bill Gates. We'll see if history is proving out that these two men are truly as evil as maybe these two individuals in Revelation chapter 13. Okay? This was out of the burningplatform.com, and I'm not going to get through this whole thing today. You please forgive me. I don't have that many minutes. This takes many minutes, many hours to present this in a perfect way, and my objective is to present it to you perfectly. I don't have the minutes, but I'll do what I can do. Now, the result, the end result, is to every individual that has been vaccinated truly with a batch of contaminated with DNA of some other species, any individual that has been vaccinated with contaminated batches, you are no longer Homo sapien. You are not Homo sapien anymore. You are what the military-industrial complex calls Homo Borg genesis. You are a different species. If you've had the swabs up your nose, chances are you are now part human, part something else. This is exactly what Satan or Lucifer, I'm going to use the term Lucifer. This is Lucifer's objective for mankind. It says in the book of Genesis that God created man in his image. And Satan is so, or Lucifer is so vindictive. Even some people, Bible teachers, don't believe that the word Lucifer really is in the Bible. Light bearer, the shining one, the luminescent one. Well, when a word is in the Bible one time, the principle is you pay extra attention, more attention to it than the other verses that, or the other words that might, like power. You have power mentioned or money mentioned in the Bible numerous times. But you only have Lucifer mentioned once. Lucifer is creating mankind in his own image. Those that have received the vaccinations and the jabs, the swabs in the nose, you are no longer Homo sapien. You are now, according to the military-industrial complex, you are homo Borg genesis, the beginning of something brand new, the genesis of Borgs, the genesis of a Borg, something not human, something created. TheBurningPlatform.com, September 30th, 2022, on a Friday. Health officials admit Bill Gates runs the world. Now, what is it about the second beast in Revelation chapter 13? The first beast is idle. The first beast enjoys the power. The second beast is active. The second beast is the one that rules and runs everything, runs the programs. Again, the title, Health Officials Admit Bill Gates Runs the World. This was published in Politico. U.S. and European officials and global health specialists admitted that Bill Gates is running the global COVID response. Point one, September 14th, 2022, Politico published this report. Point two, four health organizations, four. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was one. Gavi, I don't have the meaning for Gavi, two. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, is three. And Wellcome Trust is four. One of the oldest pharmaceutical companies in existence. These four rapidly took lead on the global pandemic response. And while all four claim to be independent organizations, they're actually founded and or funded by Bill Gates. Next point. During the earliest days of the outbreak, I'm going to stop and just once again interject this. The whole purpose of this whole, these different, the virus, the vaccinations, the swabs up the nose, everything that has happened. Yes, it's to kill mankind, as many individuals as possible. It is a euthanism in the open. But it is to change a Homo sapien to a Homo Borg genesis, to another species. People that have received these vaccinations and the jabs are no longer considered to be human. They are a new species. You can take a sheep, a pig, a cow, a plant, fish, and they in themselves are a unique species. But if you introduce human DNA into a sheep, a pig, a cow, a plant, a fish, that creature is now a creature. It is a new species. This is what has happened to millions and maybe a billion people in the world, being now created in the image of Lucifer. But there's hope. There's hope. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Yes, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. The world is in now the land of Oz. It is unbelievable. Mankind could never imagine that mankind would have the technology that would be given to mankind by the fallen angels. And that mankind and the fallen angels would actually communicate back and forth. The Bible says it would happen. It is happening. But you cannot mingle iron and clay. You cannot mingle a supernatural world of fallen entities and a world of finite humans, immortal or mortal man. You can't combine the two. Now, going back to this article, from the early days of the outbreak, now I left with the last segment, I wanted to say that they can change your DNA. You may no longer be Homo sapien, but they did not contaminate your spirit. See, God created into mankind body, soul, spirit, bios, psyche, psychological, bios, flesh, biology. Psyche, soul, and Zoe, eternal life or life. God created mankind as a three-part being. Body, soul, and spirit. The spirit, your spirit, is still there ready to receive Jesus Christ. for eternal life. Physically, you have been changed, but spiritually, you still have a spirit. You can still pray and you can receive Jesus Christ. He can give you eternal life. You are a victim. You are a victim of a sinister plan, a plan that is Luciferian, with Lucifer as the head, the leader. Now, with according to research too by the National Institute of Health, that people that have been vaccinated, that have been had their DNA altered, if they have children, if the female that has been vaccinated, she's been altered, the children, according to the research, the children are not human. They are a new species. Do they have a spirit? I don't believe so. I believe they have a body and they have a consciousness. They are psychologically, they have intelligence, a sense of consciousness. Can they receive Christ? I do not believe so. God created man with a body, soul, and a spirit. Man cannot create another creature with a spirit. Only God can do that. God did do that. People that have been vaccinated, you may not be pure Homo sapien anymore, but you still have a human spirit. You can still receive Jesus Christ for eternal life. You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer physically. You're going to have physical problems. But you have access to Christ. You have access to Jesus Christ. You have access to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As bizarre as this may sound, you're going to have to consider it. You're going to have to think about it. Now, the plan was to change people to a new species, but we're still too early in that genesis. And people that are being that have been born are still, they still have a human spirit. They can still receive God. They do not have to go to eternal fire. A cow, a horse, the creatures, they do not have a human spirit. They cannot contain Christ. They may have a God consciousness, which animals, it appears as if they do. They do know. They are aware of, I don't know how, but they are aware of, I think they might see God through people. I don't know. That's too deep for me to get into right now. I have my thoughts. Now, another point. During the earliest days of the outbreak, the Gates Foundation, Gavi, CP, and Wellcome Trust began to coordinate efforts to identify vaccine makers, picking the right ones, fund tests, drug treatments, mRNA shots, and develop a global distribution plan in collaboration with the World Health Organization. In the end, they failed to meet their goals. They were still successful. Gates is unqualified to make health recommendations. He's never been elected to represent the public. Gates has used his wealth, influence, and sheer shrewdness to get him into a position where he can dictate global health policy for his own financial benefit. I don't care. I don't think he cares about finances. I don't think that's his objective. Yes, maybe that's part of it, but I don't think that's it. Now, is he in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11? Is that verse talking about Bill Gates? We're going to see. Now, the article continues. The idea that Bill Gates exerts undue influence over global health and consistently has been denied and dismissed as a loony conspiracy theory. This has been dismissed as a loony conspiracy theory. But, as with so many other things, this conspiracy theory is now turning out to be a conspiracy fact. This man appears to have the power of the second beast in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Going back to the political article. Initially, Politico established an extensive special report based on 4 dozen interviews with United States and European officials and global health specialists. They headlined, quote, "How Bill Gates and His Partners Took Over the Global COVID Response." How Bill Gates and his partners will be back. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, The Present Truth on podcast.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, October 8th and 9th, will feature firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
I don't know if we're going to have the time to get it together, but according to the scriptures, according to the Bible, there will be a worldwide resistance, people resisting, not agreeing to go along with, And there will be a it's going to be a battle. But the Bible says that in this coming conflict, the kingdom of heaven will begin to grow, and it will be evident where the power lies. Is the power going to be in the hands of the occult or in the hands of the true overcoming believers of God? Is the power going to reside in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of heaven? The scriptures say that the kingdom of heaven will grow like a mountain, and that the kingdoms of the forces of hell are going to be shaken, even to the point where the forces of darkness are losing, and Satan has to get involved, and actually Satan comes down to the earth to be involved with the war against God. And this is really what is the simply, this is a war against God. The kingdoms of the world and the people in the world that are God-haters are working together against the poor people of the world and the righteous and good people of the world. And the whole world is in rebellion, and this world is in rebellion against God, against what is good, and even to the point where they will attempt to destroy the earth, and they will be judged. But it appears as if the plan of God is being hindered or affected in a negative way. It is not. The kingdom of heaven is growing on the earth like never before. And you're going to see the attack of the occult world and the wicked people of the world. You're going to see them attack the seven churches of God, the people in the seven churches of God. Is going to be under attack, is already under attack, but is going to be more in the open in the near future. And you're going to see a great attack on the Jewish people like never before. Anti-Semitism, true anti-Semitism against the Jewish people, is going to be international. God will protect them. He has to. He promised He would. He will. With the Christian people, God is working in millions and millions of faithful Christian people, and they are going to actually be involved in a great conflict against all of the children of the devil. In the book of 1 John, the epistle of 1 John, John makes an interesting comment. He says that there are the children of God and the children of the devil. Well, the children of the devil, that term in our modern terminology is Satanists. There are children of God and the Satanists that are the children of the devil. And you have just in the last 10 years began to see the rise of witchcraft in the world. It's more in the open. It is in when you have a Super Bowl, when you have the Olympics, when you have some of these performers out of Hollywood at some event. It's in your face. You can't deny it. Talk of people involved in the Illuminati. Jeffrey Epstein. They don't like to talk about Jeffrey Epstein and the occult background with Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, with all these people. They don't like to talk about that. And the press won't talk about it because those in the mainstream media are part of that system, part of that world, part of that God-hating system. That's why there's a big war with, in a sense, with conservatives and the liberals. And that world, with this administration, with the Obama administration, all of the articles that have been written about what happened in the White House during the Obama administration, how that after Donald Trump took office, they had to go into the White House, strip the carpets out, and clear everything that was underneath the carpets. All the occult signs and whatever was on the floor. Donald Trump's wife wouldn't even stay there till all that was taken care of. She still didn't like to stay there at all anyhow. That is a portal of hell, actually. Now, we're going to go back in just a second. We'll finish out the first page of this article out of theburningplatform.com. Health officials admit Bill Gates runs the world. We're going to see who this individual is. Is he in the Bible? We're looking. We're going to see Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
It's electrifying! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I'm trying to feather three programs into one, and it's not impossible, it's just difficult. I'm going to have to still present each one in its, you know, at its proper time, individually. But anyhow, so now on the 14th of September, excuse me, the 14th of September, there was that headline: how Bill Gates and his partners took over the global COVID response. 4 hours later, they changed it. How four private groups used their clout to control the global COVID response. Then, 15 hours later, after the initial report, they changed it again. How Bill Gates and his partners used their clout to control the global COVID response with little oversight. It was all with little oversight. But initially, it stated how Bill Gates and his partners took over the global COVID response. So you can see, according to the article, how this shifts back and forth in the course of 15 hours. And Politico stated that Bill and Melinda Gates, Gavi Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, Innovation, CP, and Wellcome Trust, they took lead on this pandemic response. They claim to be independent, but they are all funded by Gates. And then when COVID-19 struck, the governments of the world weren't prepared, according to the article, while the most powerful nations looked inward, four non-governmental global health organizations began making plans for a life-or-death struggle against a virus that would know no boundaries. The cover-up. The intention from the very beginning. Many, many facets to it, but the one that interests me the most is how they planned to change the DNA of Homo sapien into Homo Borg genesis. It was the genesis, the beginning of a Borg, new species of Borgs, of not human creatures. I was going to talk about Nimrod in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 10. They believe that Nimrod was the first human to ever be genetically changed in his Homo sapien DNA. He was changed into something else. And they also think that the possibility is that he not only changed in physically from Homo sapien to a combination or an added species, but spiritually there might have been a principle that he was possessed, but not totally by Satan, not by Lucifer. That will not be the case with the coming Antichrist. The coming Antichrist may be changed genetically, but he will for sure be changed, and he will be changed spiritually. His human spirit that is there to only contain God, Satan will inhabit him in his human spirit. Well, that's enough. Too deep. I can't go any deeper. You won't sleep tonight, so you have to come back tomorrow. Have a wonderful supper. God bless you. Come back tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.